You're listening to Soundtracks, your source for the latest music and musings behind your favorite movies.
Yes, another special episode of Soundtracks, where we are covering my favorite sports movie of all time. Mig Jost, editor of GeekTyrant.com, and today on the show we are covering Vince DiCola's Rocky IV score. Yes, I know you're already shaking your head about it. I like the original Rocky movie fine, but when it comes to just overall cheesiness and nods to the 80s, you're not going to beat Rocky IV. It's just fantastic. It's a fantastic film. Plus, we have loads and loads of trivia that you will find interesting and probably you haven't heard before. So, with that being said, let's jump right into things. Here's theme from Rocky, right here on Soundtracks. Vince DiCola's take on the theme from Rocky right here on Soundtracks. Mig Jost here, editor of GeekTyrant.com. Yes, we're doing the Rocky IV soundtrack courtesy of Entrada Records. Check them out for like most of all old movie scores. You're not going to be disappointed with what you find there. Speaking of which, I'm sure most of you, when you were listening to the theme from Rocky from the fourth movie, you were kind of upset not to hear the classical brass and instruments. And I don't blame you necessarily for that. This is the first Rocky that Bill Conti did not compose a score for. And it shows. It's definitely a very unique sound. But I think that's kind of what I love about it at the same time. You definitely appreciate it more when you're able to look at the time period and the music that came out of there and think, you know, this is classic 80s right here. And you can't find much better. So in the movie, of course, the focus is Rocky avenging the death of friend Apollo Creed at the hands of Ivan Drago. What you don't know is that a boxer actually almost did lose his life in the filming of the movie. Well, not entirely a boxer. Anyway, when Sylvester Stallone was filming, he encouraged Dolph Lundgren to actually hit him, and he to hit him back during the fight to give a sense of realism to the film so it would look authentic when they hit each other. Well, after about three takes of getting punched in the ribs Stallone's blood pressure skyrocketed. He had to be flown on a low-altitude flight to intensive care, where he remained for 8 days after suffering a heart blockage from extensive bodily damage. That's some dedication right there. Another fun fact that's kind of true to the movie, Carl Weathers and Dolph Lundgren did not like each other at all. In fact, in an altercation between the two, Lundgren actually picked Weathers up and threw him across the boxing ring during shooting. I know, that's insane. It actually makes you wonder, like, when the two were fighting in the film, like, how much of that was acting and how much of them was just, like, wanting to hurt the other dude. I don't know. So, we move on to our favorite Soviet to hate. This is Drago's Suite, right here on Soundtracks. Drago's Suite, right here on Soundtracks, where we're covering the Rocky IV soundtrack, courtesy of Entrada Records. Mick Jost here, editor of GeekTyrant.com. And am I the only one who thought that Stallone and Lundgren's physique for Rocky IV was a little unnatural? I mean, okay, look at Rocky from the first one, second, and third. And I know there should be a natural progression as a fighter because, you know, he has all his titles and stuff. But between him at the beginning of the film and him in the final fight, there had to have no doubt been some steroid use going on at the time. Not later Sylvester Stallone, where we all know he did steroids, but like during that time, there is no way he was able to bulk up that considerably just for that part. I'm skeptical about it, I don't know. Then again, I didn't watch the entire training sequence. You know, they had the famous montage in the middle. So that brings us to our next song, Training Montage, right here on Soundtracks. training montage right here, where we've reached, regrettably, the end of soundtracks. And Trotter Records giving us this one. Please check them out. They got a lot of great classic soundtracks. They actually provided the Alien one you heard a couple weeks ago, which I know a lot of you were fans of that. So, you know, check it out. Go there for that. Go there for this. A little bit of everything that you might love will be there. And once again, thank you for all the love that I get on a week-to-week basis. I'm always eternally grateful and humble for your response. By the way, if you got a response you want to give me that's not so great, mcjost@geektyrant.com. Tell me what I can do to make your life better. And with that, I'm out. Have a great rest of your day. Let's close it out as the way anybody should when they're having a good day. Victory, right here on Soundtracks. Like what you hear on Soundtracks? Visit geektyrant.com for an early release of the new episode and breaking news on your favorite movies, shows, and more. That's geektyrant.com.